mistakes are made when we were younger. There's a reason for that. We haven't lived enough time on the earth. Maybe we've lacked some direction. Maybe we've had direction, and maybe we spurned that direction. But we've all made mistakes. I know I've made a ton of mistakes. I made the majority of my mistakes, I hope, when I was younger, and hopefully have learned from them. But I wanted to give you something tonight. Bryce told me 5 minutes. I'm going to try to stick to that. I wanted to give you something tonight to think about mistakes and what we can do when we make mistakes. Because in Luke 15, we read a parable of a young man who made a mistake, who made a mistake. And we see the response, and we see how to correct those mistakes. If you look at Luke 15, beginning in verse 11. Then he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed his swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, and when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. In verse 21, and the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. And the application is this: when we make mistakes, what can we glean from the prodigal son? What can we glean from someone as an example that's given to us how to handle mistakes? Well, first of all, prodigal son had awareness. You look, and we're not going to reread those, but if you look at verses 17, 18, 19, and 20, he had awareness. He realized that he had to stop living for self, and he realized the mistakes that he had made, and he realized where he could go and where he needed to go, but he had to make the move. He had to go and go back to the Father. And you think about when 17 through 20, when he had awareness, what happened in verse 21? He made a change. He accepted the fact that he needed to make the changes. It wasn't anybody else. He didn't do the blame game. He took responsibility, and he realized that he needed to be accountable. So he had awareness. He made a change. And let's slide down to verse 31. He was rewarded because the older brother was reminded, but it applies to both sons. And he said to him, son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. We know that he's talking to the other brother, but that also applies to the prodigal son, and it applies to us. That we always, that reward is always there. If we have awareness, we make a change, we will be rewarded. Because if you go to Acts chapter 2, verse 38, you see a crowd of people who had awareness. Acts chapter 2, verse 37 and 38. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? They had awareness. They wanted to make a change. Here's the reward in verse 38. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We can't change what's happened, but we can change what happens next. If we will run to the Father, his arms are always open for us.
Our next song is To Canaan's Land, I'm on My Way, the first and fourth verses. To Canaan's land I'm on my way, where the soul never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul never dies. No sad farewell, tear dimmed eye, where all and the soul never dies. I'm on my way to that fair land where the soul never dies, where there will be no parting, where the soul never dies. No sad farewells, no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is love and the soul never dies. Our next song is "This World Is Not My Home." And if you would please stand, remain standing for the scripture. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
The first scripture reading, it comes from Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. The second one is Romans chapter 8, verses 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, you can be against us. Please be seated.
Good evening. Daniel in the lion's den, David and Goliath, Peter walking on water, and Jesus on the cross. Some words that come to mind when thinking of these people are faith, strength, and courage. The Bible is packed full of these inspiring stories. However, the one that I would like to focus on today is the account of Joshua. Joshua had faith, Joshua had strength, and Joshua had courage. So let's start with the word faith. The modern definition of faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. But the Bible speaks of faith differently. The true definition of faith is believing without seeing. In Hebrews 11:1, it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But did Joshua have faith? In Hebrews 11:30, it says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. That was Joshua. This is the same Joshua that came back beforehand reporting with Caleb that the land could be taken. These are only two of many examples of Joshua's great faith. But let's move on to strength. Strength has many types. Joshua had many kinds of strength too. He was a warrior. Now, when I think of warriors, I think of being physically strong. But we can't forget that he was also a leader. He had to be mentally strong as well. But yet his greatest strength is that he relied on God. Like the psalmist, Joshua could say, "I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." So finally, I would like to move on to courage. Now, it's great to have faith. In fact, it's essential. But without courage to put it in the action, what good does it do? It's also good to be strong, but without courage, it's useless. Theodore Roosevelt once said, "Courage is not having the strength to go on. It's going on when you don't have the strength." In Joshua's case, he had and used faith. He had and used strength, and he had and used courage. He had to use all of these three things to win glorious battles. But he had one more thing. He had the Lord of the universe fighting for him. And so do we. So we may never walk on water, still the mouths of lions, or defeat giant armies of nations. But every temptation that we overcome, every struggle that we win is a victory. With each victory, we gain faith, we gain strength, and we gain courage. In the book trilogy, The Lord of the Rings, by J.R.R. Tolkien, Aragorn says, "Just because a deed is not known does not mean that it is any less valiant. We may not have books written about us like Joshua did, but the Lord himself knows us. And if God is for us, who can be against us?" So today you may be struggling to find faith, strength, and courage, but you don't have to struggle alone. Just like Joshua, the Lord will be with you, and so will we as your church family. Has your faith grown to the point where you would like to be baptized into Jesus and his church? Or has it fallen weak, and you would like for the church to pray for you to have more strength and courage in your Christian walk? Whatever your needs may be, we are here to help you. Please come forward as we stand and sing.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
If you haven't had the earlier opportunity to, the Lord's Supper will be provided.